This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. Rise up, O men
of God. Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. In Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 through 22, as well as recorded in the Gospel of Mark and Luke, there is the historical account of the rich young ruler. What I would like for us to do in this particular segment, in the time remaining, is to be able to address from a leadership vantage point. This is the story of the rich young ruler. What can leaders in the Lord's church today learn from the rich young ruler? You know, the story of this young man is one of the most interesting, yet one of the most tragic to be found in the entirety of the New Testament. You think about it. He came to Jesus expectantly, and he left sorrowfully. The story of this young man is one of the most disappointing stories in all of the New Testament. No story ever started with such a great prospect of a disciple, more hopeful than any other story in the entire Bible, is the story of this rich young ruler. No morning ever had a more beautiful dawn than this young rich ruler here. And therefore, all the more sad when we see that this bright morning was soon to change into the gloom and despair of a stormy night. One moment we see him running courageously and humbly to meet Jesus, even kneeling before him and referring to him as a good teacher. The next moment, he is gone away carrying with him his great wealth and a broken heart. What can we learn as leaders from this rich young ruler? I think in order to answer that question, we need to begin by asking the question, who was this young man? Now we can observe it from many different viewpoints. I would like for us to view it from the vantage point of time and eternity, of the world and heaven itself. You know, from the world's point, from just the vantage point of time, here was a young man. In fact, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 20 and verse 22, the Bible says, the young man. Now, youth is something that is highly prized in today's world. I guess always has been and no doubt always will be. The world values youth. This young man possessed youth. He stood at the very morning of his life, as many great leaders first start out in this youthful stage. This is the best time to give one's life over to following God. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse number 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. But notice this. Not only was he just young, he was a ruler. Luke 18 and verse number 18 says, a certain ruler. That meant that he had a place, a prestige, a power. All of these belonged to him in his community. He was a man of influence in his community. So he was a young man. He was a ruler. But notice this. He was a wealthy young man. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 19, and verse number 22, that he had great possessions. Luke says in chapter 18 and verse number 23, that he was very rich. Now, it goes without saying, does it not, that this world of ours considers wealth to be very worthwhile? We all'd like to have a little bit more of that gold and silver and things such as that. Money is considered energy. Now, you know, by the way, money talks, right? Money talks. However, he was not rich toward God, Luke 12 and 21. So when you look at it just from the vantage point of the world, of time, We find that he was a young man, something prized by the world, that he had energy, in other words. He was a ruler. He had influence. And he was wealthy. And so we know that he had means. That's just from the world's vantage point. Now, how does heaven, how does eternity look at this young man? Not really much different, by the way, in the beginning. The Bible says that there's no doubt that this young man was an earnest man. He came running up to Jesus, Mark 10 and verse number 17. He didn't casually walk up, make sure that he looked kind of cool and didn't want the influence that he had. No, he came running up to Jesus. The Bible also indicates this is a humble young man. He came kneeling before Jesus, Mark 10 and verse number 17. In other words, he demonstrated a spirit of humility. And in kneeling, he recognized Jesus as someone who was greater than him. He wanted to be the disciple of Jesus. And by the way, you think about this, he was a reverent man. He addressed Jesus as good master, Matthew chapter 19 and verse number 16. Master is a title that the Jews were in habit of applying to the religious leaders. They would call them master, and thus they would desire to be their disciple. He's a good teacher, and I want to learn from him. I want to know something about him. But notice this, he was also a very honorable young man. When Jesus told him what to do to keep the commandments, in Matthew 19 and verse number 20, the young man says, "All these things have I kept from my youth up." Now there are many individuals that will criticize what this young man said. I am not one of those individuals. I do not believe he deserves criticizing in this capacity. Jesus did not accuse him of lying. Jesus did not accuse his heart of being wrong with regards to adultery and things such as that. No. But I do want you to understand, he had a clean record, a great influence in this community. But now, what lack I yet? Now, if you judge him by this world, he had youth, he had energy, influence, and he had wealth. If we look at him from heaven's viewpoint, he was earnest, humble, reverent, and moral. Hence, I just think about this. What a high standard. Well, wouldn't you like to have a young man like that in your congregation? But now, suppose you have somebody like that in your home congregation. Would you say that he's ready for heaven already? But my friends, just morality alone, and I know we emphasize morality, and rightfully so, but that alone is not sufficient for salvation. See, John 14 and verse number 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Don't put your hand to the plow, Luke 9 and 62. Don't put your hand to the plow and look back, you see. Luke 6 and 46, Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Here is a young man. We just get to know him for a minute. Whom the world would say, and even heaven itself, outside of one single flaw, heaven itself says, this is a good young man. This is a man with a lot of hope, and yet it will end in despair. My friends, there are a lot of things that church leaders today can learn from the rich young ruler. And we'll have more to say about this in our next episode.